time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
When choosing a metal roof for your home, some important things to consider are curb appeal, weather resistance, and of course, durability. At Mueller, we've got you covered with all that, plus more. We offer many styles, including our new line of standing seam metal roofing panels. These sleek panels offer unsurpassed structural performance, making them a great solution for both commercial buildings and residential homes. Rest assured that when you have a Mueller metal roof overhead, you'll receive protection from the elements, along with beautiful paint coatings that will remain fresh and vibrant for decades. You'll also get peace of mind that your roof is designed and manufactured in-house, as well as warranted by us, your Mueller team. Visit MuellerInc.com to find a location near you and view our extensive roofing photo gallery and color selector tool to find the perfect Mueller roof for your home.
Well, Farm Director Ron Hayes is traveling with Class 19 of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program as they tour Chile. Hayes gives us an update about the latest things that they're doing and seeing.
Agritourism was not the first choice for the Von Baer family as they established a llama and alpaca operation in southern Chile. They had great genetics. They won national shows. They sold individual animals for $10,000 to $20,000 internationally into the U.S. and the European markets. But the llama market that was so hot suddenly turned cold. Their ability to sell high-priced offspring disappeared, and they had to reinvent their operation. They chose a family fun destination for an agritourism venue, and Alejandro De Bear says they made the stars of the show, the alpacas and the llamas. Then they added a lot of other things that matter to families with the goal of creating a great family fun experience.
The people that come, they love the place and they have fun and they come back and they go happy when they leave the place. It means to me that it makes sense that we are making a good work.
Alejandro says the key is to be willing to reinvent yourself as many times as is necessary. With the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program in Chile, I'm Ron Hayes.
We'll be checking in with Farm Director Ron Hayes as he tours Chile with the Class 19 of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program. Well, Kim Farber, former president of the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts and veteran farmer from Northwest Oklahoma, was recently inducted into the Oklahoma Conservation Hall of Fame as a district director from Garfield County Conservation District. She noted farmers have adapted to the many changes over the years and adopted new methods to meet the constantly changing challenges.
To a certain extent, but you have to be a good steward of the land and you have to keep those practices up. And I can still drive down the road, and on a windy day, there are going to be some fields that will blow. But as a whole, we're past the dust bowl, the big dust bowl, with all the farming practices that we have. Yes, we're past that, but we still have a little. But you've got to keep on top of it. You've got to be a good steward of the land. Just because I'm off of the OACD board doesn't mean I'm going anywhere. I'm still on my local board, and now I'm with the Historical Society. So we're working to keep conservation alive for the younger generation.
Farber said a lot of the younger generation may not know where we've been, so we're trying to show the younger generation where we've come from and where their roots are. Well, farmers face daily risks. The latest results show that farming is the seventh most dangerous occupation in America. But one area where planters may be risking their health and not even realize it is in their hearing. Dr. DeMarcus Bush with South Carolina State University is working to change that.
I was put to the challenge to create a proposal that incorporated farming. And so I'm professionally trained as an audiologist, been practicing audiology for about 10 years. And so the idea I came up with was basically to test the hearing of farmers and also test the or measure the noise levels of the equipment that they use each and every day, and also measure their blood pressure. And so what I wanted to do with this project is just see if there's a correlation in the noise intensity levels of the equipment and farmers not wearing hearing protection devices.
Bush travels around South Carolina conducting tests and clinics, and he's uncovered some long-standing habits that are not only damaging to hearing, but contributing to other health issues as well. He hopes to change the attitudes and behaviors of farmers regarding the active use of hearing protective devices. Dr. DeMarcus Bush is an audiologist and assistant professor of audiology at South Carolina State University. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.